songs. If you want to talk about some previously released songs that would still be really good now, or just like artists that maybe are just not as popping in the mainstream. Well, a song that I think would still be awesome now is View by SHINee. I was just watching some commentary on this song and re-listening to it. And even though it was released in 2015, if you watch the video now, it honestly still looks like it could have been released maybe a couple months ago. And the song itself, I still think, is awesome.
It's not, I'm assuming it's not as big as some of the other shiny songs that other people might know.
I think it was even famous at the time. I also think it was slightly before its time due to how the beat was written. And I, in the commentary video, which I watched, which was on YouTube on the channel MMTG, people had commented at the time about how weird their clothes were. But honestly, their stage outfits are like what's popular now, like the giant sports jersey, hats, and like loose tops and things like that. Yeah.
Truly ahead of their time, then. SHINee has some
Chinese
great
always ahead of their
brains.
time.
Speaking of like SHINee and SM, I think FX is also kind of underappreciated, I feel like, or like maybe a little forgotten now just because they haven't been in the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, and I am very sad that they only had four full-length albums
I definitely,
underutilized.
yeah. I think like the way SM handled FX and the way they didn't give them as much like coverage as or promotion as some of the other groups is, I think it's criminal that they did that.
Criminal by
But
human. Sorry, not to make light of it, because I think you're right, and that management companies, especially in pop music, where management is so has so much more say in maybe like an artist's output or their promotions than compared to in more indie groups. But they have so much money and power that they could have a huge impact if they wanted to. It's really sad that there are so many good groups, not only like FX that were part of a big company that were super well known at the time, but now every month it seems there's some new group that's debuting, and maybe they have like one really good song, but their company doesn't have the resources, or they don't have the cultural clout. Sorry to use the word clout, but it's true. To make like a big splash on debut and get a following very quickly, which is unfortunate. But I mean, that's not just how the K-pop industry works, that's how pretty much all music industries work
Yeah, very
due
true.
to capitalism. Well, let's
Unfortunately.
not get into that.
Do any songs like come to mind after talking about that, or groups?
Well, definitely Signature, which I mentioned earlier, also came out, but I think they've only had an EP with maybe four or five songs. And I suspect part of that is because they weren't hugely popular as they came out. And sometimes when I just go on the YouTubes and see what the algorithm feeds into my waiting hands, I'll see some group that's brand new. It's like, oh, debut stage or whatever. And then after like another few months, I never hear from them again.
It's tough.
It's tough out there. It's tough out there.
I wish we had more opportunities to hear from them, but it is what it is. Unfortunately, we have.
Well, I don't feel qualified to make sweeping statements on the music industry as a whole. But I will bring out some artists that I like that maybe are not as popular. One song that I really, really like is The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphee Noah. And maybe we could take a listen to that now. This is definitely not K-pop in the standard sense. But it was on a quite large music label, and Lee Dong-woo has featured on other pop songs. So I'm making us all listen to it now.
Where do they go, the people I know? When I close my eyes, do they cease to be in reality somehow? Longing to be where my friends are to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. What's left behind when we've said goodbye? Do they leave a trace? The prints in my mind are never to be replaced, yeah. Beware my friends are to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Son, while I'm in the shade, do they circle around in orbit around my mind? Longing to be where my friends are, to be when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are, to be when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Where is the sign that'll guide me to find that mysterious place, that space we all have for loved ones to give us strength? Yeah, my friends are to give us strength. The definition of
the song you just heard was The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphe Noah. And finally, I don't even know if this really counts as super underrated, but I think this is a song that a lot of people have not heard, even if they like K-pop. And it is a B-side slash pre-debut song from NCT, which is called Switch. And I think this really sums up some of my favorite parts of K-pop, where it's really... it has a fun sound, one. Two, they use fun vocals. And three, it's just a sound and an arrangement that really isn't common in pop music in America right now.
I haven't listened to it, so I
haven't. Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll do a first listen together, and then maybe you can wrap up with some thought. This is Switch by NCT.
Woo! 적인 노인 걸림돌을 넘어가면 보일까 처음 닿는 거친 걸음마저 기분이 좋아 저기 멀리 부푼 꿈이 점점 가까워져가
That was Switched by NCT127. Definitely not their most complicated song, but I think the vibes of it, the vibes pass the vibe check. But really, I think it's a fun summer song. It's interestingly spaced in a sonic sense where there's really sparse instrumentation and just that hook that you hear all the time, which is really interesting, especially when you consider there's like 12 people in that music video.
The part in, like when it's like the instrumentation in the background that's going like do 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 or that, something like that is really fun too. I like it.
Yes, it just reminds me so much of summer and running around in summer. So here's hoping that sends us off on a good time this summer
coming up soon. Or are we already in summer? No.
Oh, right? It's like June 22nd. Right?
Yeah. Okay, soon. TM.
We have time.
I think that's all the K-pop songs that we have for today. We covered, I think, most of it. Maybe not all, because there's simply too much.
It's all we have time for today.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope today's show gave our listeners maybe a little bit more interest in K-pop if they weren't already interested in it. Something that I think is, for the most part, like very feel good. Just pop in general is just something that always brings up my mood, I feel like. I'm not sure, do you feel the same way about K-pop? Or
I do. I think it's not just to bring it's not just to make you feel good, but to bring the mood up specifically, just due to its easiness to listen to.
Yeah.
But while being easy to listen to, I think there's a lot of space for experimentation and presence in this genre. So I think it's a really interesting one to get into.
Yeah, I think that's it for today's show on Bibimbap here on WICT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Once again, Claire, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun talking about one of our favorite genres, and I hope you also had fun.
I did. Thanks for having me.